I love it that we have people here that write books. Jan Wood wrote Christians at Work, and one of my favorite quotes is from that. I'm going to read it. A sacrament is a visible expression of the invisible God. The sacramental moment is a sacred time in which God's presence is real to us, touches us, blesses us. The gossamer curtain that often hides the face of God is pulled aside. We see, feel, and know God. The church has institutionalized sacramental moments. In many church traditions, we're accustomed to thinking of sacraments in that context. But in reality, we're living sacraments. Our lives are the occasions when God is visible to those around us. There are distinct times when who we are, what we do, and what we say convey God's blessing. These are the most powerful witnesses that God's people can make. That we are living sacraments. I also want to read a quote from George Fox, written while he was in prison in 1656. And this is the word of the Lord God to you all, and a charge to you all in the presence of the living God. Be patterns, be examples in all countries, places, islands, nations, wherever you come, that your carriage and life may preach among all sorts of people and to them. Then you will come to walk cheerfully over the world, answering that of God in everyone, whereby in them ye may be a blessing, and make the witness of God in them to bless you. Then to the Lord God you will be a sweet savor and a blessing. So in essence, living sacramentally is when we turn and become priests to the people around us. It's the priesthood of all believers when we impart God to those around us, when we live the truth of God through us and let it flow through us and touch others. And that is a powerful thing. It's where we live in such a way that Christ is apprehendable by those that we encounter. Those last two songs that Patty chose speak powerfully of that truth. Let your life speak is a term that actually is a more modern Quaker phrase. We often think of it as older, but it actually is an adaptation of the phrase, let your life preach. And the above quote that I just read, where it says, that your carriage and life may preach. Or in George Fox's Epistle 200, he wrote, let your lives preach, let your light shine, that your works may be seen, that your Father may be glorified, and that your fruits may be unto holiness, and that your end may be everlasting life. So we are to preach, not just with our words, not just with what we say, but with our lives. Not just the person that has been called to be the pastor of a congregation, but every single one of us has that call upon us to let our lives speak, let them preach. Our outward lives and behavior should be a sign of the Spirit at work within us. We begin by living in the presence of God 24/7, all the time, being at home with God. In that presence, we are to be patterns and examples wherever you come. It's how we live out the truth of God within us, living authentically, being transparent and real, and following the call of God, the call to be at work in the world, to live daily as a follower of Jesus, to do the leadings of God, to be faithful, to be true to ourselves and to God, to live out that authentic message. And in so doing, that our carriage and life may preach. Often our actions are louder than words, and the essence of our being in God is such that God speaks through us. And if kind of like we're in the light, if we stay in the light, that light flows most readily through us. The inner life is manifest in the outer life. It shows through us. Then George Fox says, then, as if one thing naturally leads to the other, that we are to live in the presence and let that present flow through and out of us at all times. Then, he says, you will come to walk cheerfully over the world. If everywhere we go, God is with us, and if everywhere we go, we live in that presence of God, we will be full of cheer, of courage, of love, of joy, of long-suffering. We will be full of the fruits of the Spirit. The Spirit is resident in us as we live 24/7 in the presence of God. So that even in the face of suffering, we know the one that walks with us. That presence goes with us and we carry it with us. And it just is a part of our conversations, a part of our lives all the time. This walking over the world is everywhere we go. All the time, whether it be from here out the front door to our cars, whether it be on a trip, whether it be on a pilgrimage, on some kind of a determined place where we have a goal to go somewhere. But that God is with us at all time, at home and at work, in our downtime, in intentional conversations, in casual conversations, all the time, every place that we walk cheerfully over the world in the presence of God. He goes on to say that we are answering. Our task in Christ isn't just to be nice all the time or something like that, but it's in living authentically in the presence of God, we bring answer. Answering might be with words, but I think more often it comes with patterns and examples, just a way of being. I attended a seminary graduation. It wasn't my own, but I was present. And Mary Kate Morse, a fellow Quaker, was speaking at that. She brought the message at that seminary graduation. And she said to a bunch of graduating seminary students, all going on to be preachers, and not all of them, but many of them going on to be preachers, she said, as preachers, we want to create power with our words. But the early church in Acts is clear. The wonder and the power came before the words. People saw the wonder of God in action, and people then asked, where does this wonder come from? What is happening? And it was then that the followers of Jesus spoke and preached and gave forth the message that answered the question being asked. It's a good admonishment that we shouldn't be too quick to use words to persuade, to try to create the wonder, the beauty, the power with our words, but to let God do the work and let our emphasis to be on what God is doing in the present moment, to be listening and aware of what God is doing. And that the living God has answer in that situation. And that we are simply given to bear witness to that answer. It's like in answering, we name the miracle. We name what God is doing. And we recognize that our being present there is of real importance. And that we bring the living God into every situation and to every conversation. And he goes on to say, we are answering that of God in everyone. Quakers believe that God is present in every person, even those where it isn't obvious. Unlike some traditions in which believe in the depravity of all human beings and that we are fallen and completely without God until saved, and that we have no ability even to raise our head. We believe that God is always present, that God is at work in all of us, calling us to Himself, that may get clouded in some of us and may get lost as we get caught up in ways that are in choices, things that get us off track and away from God's heart. But God is present in all people, and that there is goodness in everyone, even though it might be quite hidden. So Fox is talking about the universality of God's grace that is available to everyone. And Elton Trueblood says that we should look about or think about speaking to the potential in a person, that God is present, and we speak to that potential in everyone. It's to that which we answer, that we find and join what God is doing in an individual, that we notice. That means we have to listen. We listen first. And we always listen and pay attention to where is God at work. Notice those kinds of things. Begin to name them. We join their authentic and real self. And then we focus less on what I'm supposed to say and think about what is God saying. What is God speaking into this situation? As we listen to God who will give us way forward. And then he says, you will be a blessing. A blessing to people, a blessing to ourselves, and a blessing to God. And that we are living and being in this authentic way. And it does bring blessing. We are blessed in that. So let us live sacramentally. Let us live our lives outward and let Christ flow through us out in everything we do. Let us wait in open worship.